in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
I started my work actually some 34 years ago. Being a victim of a rape myself is what started my work. Being vulnerable at the very tender age of 6 years old and being raped for five years actually by somebody that I know what kicked off my work of championing the cause of the vulnerable. I didn't come out. I didn't disclose. And when I got older and the reality of rape began to set in is when I started to actually champion the cause of GBV, realizing that I was a victim. I evolved into a survivor by acknowledging the fact that I needed to do something in the community. And that's when I started to reach out to other victims and actually give a voice to the voiceless.
Vanessa, as a survivor, what does it take to stand up and face the situation, especially in a country where many feel failed by society at large and the justice system in such cases?
Definitely, the justice system really needs to be, if I use the word corrected, it would be an understatement. Victims become re-victimized when it comes to GBV or when it comes to abuse of any sort or violence of any sort. Coming out is part of the healing process. But healing is a journey. It happened to me many years ago, but speaking out is part of the healing, but helping people also gives my life purpose. And as I give my life purpose, and I must be honest, I found my faith in God, and the more that I impact South Africa is, for me, the layers of healing just, you know, peel off. I must be honest, trauma is something that you deal with every single day. For a survivor, you become a champion eventually, and until you evolve from those stages of being a victim and then into a survivor and then eventually into a champion and an overcomer, then you can really say, you know what, I've really overcome rape. Until then, you are trapped into the reality of being a rape victim or an abuse victim. And many are trapped in that. Many have not even come out. Remember, even culturally, people, it's a taboo to talk about such issues, social ills like rape and abuse and sexual abuse. So it's still very much a taboo. But I must be honest in saying that in the last 15 years, I can safely say that we have evolved as humanity or as society. We are talking about it a bit more than we did 15 years ago.
Vanessa, on that journey to healing and to getting closure, did you forgive the perpetrator?
Yes, I did. I actually came face to face with my perpetrator in 2008. I only spoke about publicly about being an abused child, actually, but as an adult, after I forgave my perpetrator. And I think that's critical, because otherwise you would speak with a whole lot of anger, you will speak with unresolved conflict inside of you. And I had chosen to only speak about it after I have forgiven, so I can come from a place of reconciliation, I can come from a place of peace, and also from a place of forgiveness. Remember, rape, it's not just about forgiving the perpetrator. It's about forgiving yourself, because you blame yourself for a lot of things that you shouldn't be blaming yourself for, but blaming yourself that you shouldn't, that you should have spoken out. But my fear of not being believed, and many people today are experiencing the same fear, the fear of not being believed. And when I forgave my perpetrator, it was absolutely liberating for me to know that I was able to look at him in the face and say, I forgive you. It was much more for me than it was for him, but it was only a physical manifestation. For me, forgiveness was a process and a journey that I had to live for a long time. And even now, there are times where I have to relive certain episodes, or I have to have flashbacks and experience those flashbacks. But I'm in a better space right now.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.